Let's continue with our study through Ephesians. We've been looking at Ephesians chapter 1. Last week, we looked at chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Picking up in verse 7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in according with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ." God's love is indeed mysterious. We don't understand fully why a being who created a universe, created an environment that was perfect for human life, balanced in all of its aspects to sustain life. We don't understand why God chose, in fact, to create humans and then to love them, to crown creation with mankind. Nor do we understand fully, I think, why God continues to maintain that relationship. I know I feel very small in the world most days. And I look out at the heavens, or I look out at a beautiful sky, or I look out across my valley and see the world before me and wonder, how is it that God is even aware of me? At times I have even doubted, is God aware of me? But in pursuit of the relationship, studying his word, praying, trusting, God has always confirmed and reaffirmed that somehow he is very specifically aware of me. And he is of you as well. In him we have redemption. Our redemption doesn't come from anything that we have been able to do for ourselves. It doesn't come through our ability to church. It doesn't come from our ability to obey the Ten Commandments. It doesn't come from our status or how we use the things that we have on his behalf. It comes from God's love for us, and it comes through the work of Christ on our behalf. In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins in according with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. This unparalleled free gift of God's grace. As we struggle to maintain our relationship with God, struggled to know, am I doing well, am I not doing well, as we struggled in life to decide what is life all about, God provided a Savior in that he affirmed for us through his word that while all people fall short of the eternal glory of God, Romans 3:23, that God has made allowance for us because of his love. Paul wants to make this crystal clear at the beginning of his letter to the Ephesians, that it is by grace. He'll come and talk more about that in chapter 2. He'll spend the first half of the book focused on this lavished grace, this lavished love that God has for us. And in the latter half of the book, he'll talk about what that should produce in us in terms of responsibility to God. How do we respond as objects of such great love? Today, let's savor his love. Today, let's prepare ourselves to know that despite the things that we've done, some good, some bad, that God loved us before, he loves us now, and he will love us after. And that grace that we have received was bought with a heavy price. It was bought with the blood of his son. But it was done graciously and mercifully because God loves us. If you don't feel loved today, open your Bible. Read the beginning of the book of Ephesians. Know that God is a God of truth, and therefore the Word of God is speaking truth. And tell yourself, I am loved. Begin to see yourself as someone of value, whom God sees as so valuable that he would sacrifice his only son for you. And that this was done for God's good pleasure, it says in verse 9. It just pleased him to do so. And that this was put into effect that we might receive God's love, mercy, and grace, and that it would find fulfillment in Christ. The work he's begun in us will continue. Why? Because it is not based upon our efforts, but the efforts of God on our behalf. This Sunday, be loved because God loves you. Have a great day.